You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Reach the final hour on what's been a very eventful program. We will get right back to your calls. The number, of course, is 855-242-7285. Let's start with I-Man.
Yes,
he's back. We don't want to interrupt you and Jim from your daily call here.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
We can.
Is somebody there? Randy, tell Paul I'm on the phone.
Paul, I'm on the phone.
Yeah, that's right, Randy.
Well, howdy, I-Man.
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing great. Again, I don't know if you heard me, but I hope we're not interrupting you and Jim talking.
No, not at all. Jim has called me several times this week. It's very cordial. Kind of like talking to you. Very cordial. He doesn't need to let his sandwich. He actually probably has, hamburger on his sandwich. But you got that lettuce down pat and that kale. And, Paul, this is that time of the year where Paul, what's Texas A&M going to do? Is Georgia going to three-peat? Paul, do you think they can do it? I don't think they can do it. History says they can't do it. Paul, who's going to be Alabama's quarterback? I like that little fella. He's going to be good. How many games Auburn going to lose, Paul? They're going to suck. What's Tennessee going to do? It's scared of them. And then all of a sudden, the cat daddy comes and says, kiss these damn wings. Paul, it's that time of the year. We are in hot take moment, and callers, if you're going to call in, have a hot take and don't suck. You don't get racked. Like that term. Paul, I was listening yesterday, and I'm going to call you out on this. I've been talking about Nick Saban dyeing his damn hair for 15 years.
You have.
And this topic came up yesterday.
Yeah.
And then you ended it. He's out in the sun, and it probably lightens it. Paul, the dude wears a damn big safari hat on the field. The sun ain't getting to that hair. It's that hair dye. It's that cheap-ass hair dye the $10, $11, $12 million man is putting on that head, and he's probably not doing it properly because he ain't got
let's just, for the sake of argument, I will not debate that he uses hair dye. I'll allow that into the conversation without objection. But do you think he puts it on himself, or do you think he has a stylist?
Absolutely, he does. Absolutely. Okay. He's not going to let nobody do that. They might take pictures. And you know what? Can't you see him up there with his fingers on each side of his head, kind of waving it in, getting them little waves on his head? And here's the kicker, Paul.
Maybe he's on the phone while he does
rubber plastic. He puts that rubber plastic cap on his head, and can't nobody.
So what happens when you use hair dye? Do you just rub it all? You rub it in?
I don't know. I've never used. I don't have the gray hair to hide like maybe some of these little fellas.
I'm gonna do it next week on the show. I'm gonna put some hair dye and see what happens.
Hey, Paul, what are you gonna put hair dye on?
I don't know.
Tell me what you
my sideburns.
You'd better off let one of them guys that do the shoe shine thing just get up there and polish.
That's a good idea.
Look like the hood of a brand new Cadillac, like a brand new one, and you could put bullhorns on that thing. Ride around like you from Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas. Texas is gonna suck when they get here. Texas and Oklahoma are both in for an eye-opening experience. Wouldn't you believe so, Paul? I believe so. How do you think they're going to
suck? Well, hold on. Let me get my index card. Actually, Texas and Oklahoma, which come into the SEC on July 1st, 2024, will both be very valuable entrants to the league, and we look forward to seeing both of them next year, and I think they'll both be very good. They'll both win the league next year.
Hey, Paul, wait a minute, Paul. We got some 7-5 teams that need another win. They'll be 8-4.
No, not Texas and Oklahoma. You don't know what you're talking about if you think they're not going to be good.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I know as much about it as you did on that basketball bracket and your football championship playoff picks. Don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. That's a hot take. Book him, rack him. Yeah, if you're with me.
I'm struggling with things these days, but I thought that was kind of fun to talk to I-Man again.
It's been
a long time since we. This guy says I haven't seen this guy in a long time. Art is coming from Birmingham. Art, where have you been?
Oh, that's right, Paul. That's awesome, buddy. What I want to tell you is I broke my celibacy with you.
So you have not been calling in. You've been abstaining from calling in?
Yes, exactly.
I've heard of abstaining from some things, but I've never heard from abstinence
so good,
with the
Paul.
Feinbaum show.
You look so good. All your shirts are always pressed. You look so good. You know, and in your hairstyle, you're right. It is fucking cool.
Wonder why. Really been missing Artie.
Yeah, somebody got cut off.
Say it, Mitch.
Say it, Mitch.
Woo! Somebody got cut off. Hey, Sir Paul.
Somebody deserves a lifetime ban after that.
All they got to do is Google the 7 words that are banned by the
band. He hit the number one one.
I usually don't pay attention to people who want to call in and sound like they know a lot. But this person who used Google to tell him first-round quarterbacks have won the Super Bowl.
And by the way, I missed one more. Terry Bradshaw won 4 Super Bowls.
Eli Manning.
Eli only won 2.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
John Elway.
John Elway did win 2 Super Bowls. You're right.
I mean, come on. If that Google told him
I mean, and I say this to everyone, and we're all guilty of, let me look that up. It's a great service to go on the internet and look something up, but Wikipedia is not foolproof. People, average Joes like us, contribute to Wikipedia, and it doesn't make it fail-safe. Not that I'm trying to sound like an old newspaper editor, but I am.
Well, that's how you say. I don't usually comment on other people's knowledge, but that was just
dumb.
A little bit dumb. Even Matt could have come up with 2 of them. But anyway,
I doubt that.
You have a good weekend, Paul. Tell Dr. Feinbaum that I hope she has a good weekend, too.
Well, I'll pass that along. Thank you, Mitch. You be well. You take care of yourself. Bubba is in North Carolina.
Boy, the nerve on I-Man telling people not to make a sucky call. Can you believe that?
That's after abstaining from the show for a week. It did him some good, though. It did him some good.
He's a poster child for sucky calls, and he's warning the rest of us to not make one.
Ooh.
I notice now he's got this bromance rocking with Jim. The only thing he's got to worry about is Nick Saban's hair, isn't it?
Well, what he was upset about was that I didn't give him proper credit for saying that Saban's. I mean, I don't care what Saban does. The only time it matters whether he's using hair dye is when he shows up at a news conference and his hair is orange.
I could promise you Nick Saban could care less what people think about his hair.
Oh, absolutely.
But I got to defend my boy Randy. Jim's picking on Randy, man. Jim, leave Randy alone.
Randy's the man.
Now, Randy's the man. Now, Jim, gouge on everybody else. Leave my man Randy alone. You can have McGee. Just leave Randy alone.
Preach, brother, preach.
You Carolina boys. On, I don't know. I mean, where do you live in Carolina?
I live in Statesville.
Where's that?
Just north of here.
Oh, okay.
Right above Mooresville.
Okay. One of these days, I'll understand the geography of this state.
Yeah, it's just go up. You either got to go up and down 77 or back and forth on 40, Paul.
I mean, you got to remember, I've lived primarily in two states. Tennessee is so easy. I mean, it's about 10 miles vertical and 600 miles horizontal, so it's easy to remember. You got basically three cities as you roll through, and then there's another one at the end of the line. Alabama's pretty simple. It's a north south state, but this state, I don't know which direction it goes in. Is South Carolina part of North Carolina? Is that why they call it the Carolinas?
Not a part of it.
I think it used to be.
You don't claim South Carolina.
No.
Now, I understand South Carolina. You got the what do they call it? The upstate.
Yeah.
Then they got the low country.
And then in between.
And then everything in between.
That's right.
Yeah.
Randy will straighten you out on your geography.
Randy, the kind of things Randy will straighten me out with are illegal.
Oh yeah, well you need Randy, Paul. You've got to have Randy for backup, man. He's got you back, brother.
He does.
Hey, you guys have a good weekend.
Thank you, Bud, or Bubba. I'm sorry.
See you, buddy.
You think North Carolina has more Bubbas than Alabama? Seems like it.
I think so.
We are headed to the break here on this Bubba infested Friday night. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We're back, and we appreciate all of you being here. Let's continue with more phone calls and... Dale is up next in Colorado. Hello, Dale.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, so, hey, man, Jim needs to take it easy on my cousin, man. Hey, Randy, I got your back, bro. I ain't going to let you sneak up on you, man.
Thanks, Dale.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, but, Paul, I just got a quick comment, man, on that. Did you see that dumpster fire that was called Florida's spring practice?
They better yeah, I did see a little bit of it. I sure did. It looked awful.
Yeah, they better hope Tebow's in the portal. So, but, hey, you know, I think some belt Billy is in over his head. What do you think, Paul? And go Dawgs.
Yeah, I'm not ready to go there yet, although Michael Bratton pretty well did go there earlier on the show. Thanks for the call. Thank you very, very much. Ron is in Virginia. Hello, Ron.
Paul, I can't believe what a great show you've had today.
Thank
everybody,
you.
Paul, everybody is on you today, so I'm going to back off on you. You've always been kind to me. Let's start off with this. The NIL transfer portal. My belief, the one that started all this, the one that inspired all these new players that want to transfer, I'm curious to see what you have to say, is Joe Burrows, left from Ohio State. You help me here, Paul. He was the third or fourth string quarterback at Ohio State. He transferred to LSU and won the national championship in the SEC. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you have to consider, though, in that period, you had Baker Mayfield do the same thing and won the Heisman,
yep.
Kyler Murray, Justin Fields, Joe Burrow. This has been going on for some time.
Sure. Now,
Johnny
Paul,
Manziel, did he? No, he didn't transfer. He almost went to another school. It's not that unusual. I mean, Cam Newton. Cam,
yes,
by
sir.
The way, did you see what Cam, see that video he put out the other day where he said there's only 10 NFL clubs that he would be a backup for? He doesn't respect all these other guys.
He doesn't. That's correct, Paul. Now, Paul, the number one thing is, you had that guy that was on there, Michael Branton. Did I say it right?
Michael Bratton.
Yeah, Michael Bratton. Okay, he's an intelligent fella, and he's on the internet, and he knows all this and this and that. Paul, I know this. You, me, whoever, we're old school. Nick Saban, whatever. Kirby Smart. They can say whatever they want, okay? I agree. Who knows? The SEC is loaded, Paul, with great coaches, okay? You got Josh Heupel from Tennessee, Shane Beamers at South Carolina, Nick Saban, whatever. I don't know why everybody has to pick on Nick Saban. Hell, the guy is 71 years old, going on 72. He's the one that set the foundation of the Big Ten, the Big 12, whatever. Okay, and now everybody's copying off of him. Oh, is he going to succeed? You know, I don't know about that, but what I do know is you have said this many a times. I totally admire you. Facts. Nick Saban has nothing but facts. I love you. I'm going to let you go on that.
Thank you, Ron. You be well. You take care of yourself. Papa Dub is up next.
Nice. Hey, Paul. How's it going, man?
Papa. Haven't said that in a long time.
Yeah. Well, it has been a while since I talked to you as well. But, you know, I'm calling in. I heard the previous caller talking about everybody's been piling on you today. Unfortunately, wasn't able to listen to most of your show as I usually do, but so I figured I'd just go ahead and tell you, well, I'm calling to pile on. So here we go. Really disappointed in you. I mean, the last conversation you and I have had, you know, I had you all lined up just for sure to become the mayor of Sabinville and then take your political career on into being the governor of Alabama. I mean, we had it rolling and you just dropped the ball completely. So I guess you just have to stick with that, you know. Well, really proven
here. I mean, there's not another governor's race for 3 years, so I thought I'd maybe get back in it closer to the election.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to hear that because I really.
I mean, Alabama is a Republican state, so is that my ticket in?
Well, I think, you know, they ride donkeys a lot down there. I don't know what that means, or, you know. Anyway, last time when I called you, I was asked you also, have you listened to that group out of Birmingham, St. Paul and the Broken Bones yet?
St. Paul and the Broken Bones? I have not, no.
Yep. Yeah, you were going to listen to them. So, again, there you go, just disappointing me again. I don't know what, man. I do listen to your show regularly. I think you're still
Papa,
the best.
Well, Papa, I'm one of those people that desperately needs affirmation, so I can't let you off. I don't want to disappoint you. That would really hurt me. What about you, Randy?
Well, here, let me ask you this. Why won't Saban to help Alabama with, you know, with this whole, just keep the cycle going there? Do something like Krzyzewski did at Duke, you know. Go ahead and name his successor and get him aboard.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think Saban has a designated successor right now? Do you think he could come up? I don't know if he could come up with one. Who would it be?
I don't know anybody would want to.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you study this, and I knew a guy, friends with a man who succeeded – John Wooden, that's one of the most difficult transitions in the history. I covered the other one, which was Bryant. Krzyzewski, his successor, doing okay, but...
He did pretty good this year.
Yeah, but he did. I mean, it was okay. I mean, he could have gone a little farther.
At the end of the year.
Got knocked out in the second round?
Yeah, it wasn't. When he got into tournament play, I mean, other than the ACC.
But it was respectable. Well, but, so I think Nick Saban will be among the most difficult people in the history. Now, I will say this, it depends on when he retires. Had he retired a year or two ago, I think it would have been impossible. But now that Kirby has this thing going, it somewhat depends on what you leave. Because the standards are always high, but they may not be as high.
But don't you think that when you bring in like an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator, that's usually probably your succession plan is to elevate them into a role?
It can be.
But
it depends on when you leave. Sometimes location really matters. It's not just a real estate phrase. Right. And if you the coach walks away, and it might be easier just to go ahead and name that person.
Well, let me just go ahead and throw a little bit more fire on that state of Alabama down at a little college down a little south of Alabama. They should be ashamed of themselves for what they did to Cadillac Williams.
Why is that? You think he was ready to be the head coach?
Well, I just think that, you know, they should have
let's look at this objectively. And I thought Cadillac had a chance to get the job. He did a phenomenal job. But do you think Cadillac Williams is a better head coach than Hugh Freeze?
No.
Well,
no.
That's
no.
the decision. You can't react emotionally. And I think had Cadillac gotten the job, I think everyone would have been happy. But Hugh Freeze is probably a better choice. I think the better question is this. Answer me this. Who would have been a better choice for Auburn, Hugh Freeze or Deion Sanders?
Deion Sanders.
That's what I hear from friends of mine who go, why didn't they hire Deion Sanders?
But then put Cadillac Williams off as a coordinator.
Exactly. Deion was available, by the way. If he took Colorado, he would have taken Auburn.
I mean, think about this. They have quietened Cadillac Williams. That young man went into that role last year. When that Titanic was sinking like it's no tomorrow, and he came in there with nothing to gain now that we're seeing it, nothing to gain but a heck of a lot to lose, and I think he performed admirably. I don't think he's head coach material today, but I think he should be in a position.
But the SEC is a league that if you put somebody in there before they're ready, they will get eaten up.
Well, that's true. But at least he, if he would have been an offensive coordinator, and if he'd been an offensive coordinator, well, you just need to gamble on that one.
Well, no, Doug, I mean, there's a lot to it. I think Cadillac has been helped by this. I mean, he split the games down the stretch. He showed that he was prepared, that he was capable. But ultimately, I think he's better doing what he's doing. And he is going to be among
the – Do you think he'll ever get an offensive coordinator's job or head coach's job?
Yes, I do.
Oh, really? Okay. I just thought I thought they just kind of quieted him. I just didn't.
Well,
I think he's got no attention right now. I mean,
well,
nobody
I
talks
don't know.
About
I think that depends. Anyway, we have to run up against a break. Your phone calls continue the rest of the way. The number is 855-242-7285.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And we're back. Final 30 minutes of the week, and Larry is up next. Hello, Larry.
Hey, man. What's up, Paul?
We're doing great. How are you?
How you doing? Hey, man. I'm in traffic. Hey, Paul Feinbaum, I'm talking to him on the radio.
Oh, Paul?
Yeah.
Are you talking now?
Yeah. Hey, okay. Hey, Paul.
Who is Larry? Larry, hold on. Who are you talking to?
What's your name?
Oh, I'm Leon. I'm better carry a bed like you.
Yeah. I can't hear what
that's
he's saying.
That's who we talking to, Paul.
Yeah. You say, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Yeah.
Leon, where are you?
In traffic right here in Trussville,
Alabama.
Whoa, man, so, we got it going on. Let's
is he? Is this guy in Larry's car?
Yeah.
Larry, yeah. Is he driving next to you? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, put
hey, thank
well,
you for serving him.
Yeah.
I should. Like that, man.
Yeah, he said he loves you, Paul.
Well, thank
hey,
you.
You got the same hook up here.
Hey, yeah, man.
Same hook up.
Yeah, he's got you on the radio, baby. Hey, let me tell you this story real quick, Paul.
Okay, Larry.
You know, Squirrel was talking about surgery he had.
Yeah, he's talking about doing a scope on your bladder.
Yeah, well, I had surgery, serious. I had a vasectomy, man.
You had a vasectomy?
Let me tell you.
Is anything like a vasectomy?
Yeah, When I was married. Yeah.
When did you have Larry, when did you have your vasectomy?
And when I was I've been married about 19 years. I don't know how old I was exactly.
So tell me about it. How was it afterwards?
Well, let me tell you, I was like a blind dog in the meat house. Nah, I was kidding. Hey,
isn't that the thing you're supposed to put some fruit or something on or vegetable?
Frozen peas.
No, man,
yeah. Yeah, frozen peas.
They cut your tongue or something. But what happened during the surgery, the surgeon took the scalpel, and they got your legs up like you're having a baby if you're the woman.
Yeah.
And then he cut me. He went to cut me, and he went,
he missed.
And he held his scalpel up, and he said, "Nurse, that's blue steel. Get the torch out." It bent his scalpel.
That's.
It bent his scalpel. Woo! He said, "Them is blue ones, baby. That's blue steel."
How many Bud Lights have you had?
Get the torch.
So Larry, how was it afterwards?
I'll tell you one thing. I know I'm on the radio. I'm gonna try to be nice.
Please.
But it swelled up, man. My manhood swelled up about 9 times bigger. And my wife said, "I wish it'd stay like that." I might stay married to you, lover.
Yeah.
what a trip, Paul.
That's like that old, the commercial for the enhancement pills, and they always say at the end of the commercial, if the thing lasts more than 4 hours, please call your doctor. I mean, would you complain?
No, hell no.
Larry would call a news conference.
Woo! I call them out. I know them nurses were smiling at me. They was grinning. Hell yeah, baby. Y'all love me now.
Those nurses were grinning. That was some time ago, wasn't it, Larry?
Yeah, I drew so much skin I couldn't close my eyes, Paul.
How many Bud Lights has he had?
Larry, you're still in traffic?
Yeah, I'm through. I was at a red light, and I'm driving.
Where in town are you right now?
Trustful over by that shopping center.
So you're in Trustful. You're a long way from home.
Yeah, no, my house is over here, the one I give to my ex-wife.
Oh, okay. You know, so.
She got the gold mine, I got the chef, baby.
Woo! That was a good song. Who wrote that song?
Jimmy Dean?
Jerry Reed? I don't know. Somebody did.
Yeah. It might have been, man. But
when you're hot, you're hot.
Happens, you know?
That was a good song.
Yeah. Yes, sir. You got that right.
Yeah, that's how it started.
And you know, I had a girl call my house and tell my wife when I was married that I got her pregnant after I had that certain procedure. And my wife told her, said, "Well, that's strange that he got you pregnant and he had a vasectomy. How about that, bitch?" You there?
Barely.
I know, man.
This is one of the all-time great calls from Larry. Larry, you're not drinking and driving, are you?
Hell no. I pull over and take a drink and then get back out on the road. I ain't stupid. Woo!
Larry is fine. I mean, I haven't heard this Larry this happy since Alabama won its last national championship.
I know, baby. I'm buzzing today.
I can't remember when that was, but I know he was happy. Larry, you take care of yourself. Man, be careful out there. I'm afraid to keep. Let me go to Johnny B next. Hello, Johnny B.
Man, that was a great story. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Did I hear him say that enhanced him like 9 times the regular size?
Yeah, he said it swolled up. It swole up.
How would his wife be able to take 4 inches like that?
Hmm.
Oh, I just can't imagine.
Man, I tell you what, this show is going off the rails.
I'm just going to go on that one. I had a bunch of stuff, but I.
Hold on.
Weekend,
okay, well, thank you.
Okay, hold on.
You don't have to rush. Anything else bothering you?
Yeah. Jim blocked me on Twitter.
Breaking news. Jim blocked Johnny B on Twitter. What did you say about Jim that caused a blockage?
I'm not sure, but what's bothering me is, you know, I live out here on this mountain, and I've been gathering up a bunch of snakes as a gift, and I bought him some new rubber boots, and I was thinking, you know, when he has one of those serpent Jim tent revivals, that he'd have some snakes like they do to really, you know, carry the message home. And I got him those rubber boots because lightning's going to strike him if he keeps talking like he does about everybody.
Well, do you want me to talk to him about being unblocked? Or could I help you out there or not?
No, I kind of like it like this.
He likes it.
Breaking news. Jim, we have this on the bottom of our screen. Jim from Tuscaloosa has blocked Johnny B on Twitter. I wonder how many people Jim has blocked in his history.
Well, after I put it on Twitter, several people said that he does that pretty often to them. So
yeah, there are a number of media people. I got into it with Tim Brando one time. I criticized him for blocking people, and he got very upset because I feel like Jim's a private person, but I feel like if you're a public person and somebody criticizes you, that's rather thin skin, don't you think?
Yeah.
I would never block anyone on Twitter.
If you want the praise, you got to be able to take the hard time.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of that comes with the territory.
I want to give a shout out to Mike Bratton on the SEC podcast. He brings it every time. He's not like some of your guys that they were talking about putting in that bracket thing for being bad guest. I think he's one of your best.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Well, we made it to the end of the week. Appreciate you being a part of the show. We will see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.